This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know who Antonio Pierce is? Antonio Pierce is Romeo Crennel. You guys remember Romeo Crennel took over for Todd Haley. Antonio Pierce took over for Josh McDaniels. It's on the fence on whether or not he's going to get the job or not. If you remember, Romeo Crennel got that job because the Chiefs beat who? They beat the Green Bay Packers. The Packers were really good that year. I believe the Packers were undefeated. Maybe I'm misremembering it, but I know that year the Packers were really, really good. He then, Romeo Crennel, got the job because the Chiefs beat the Packers. And I think the Chiefs and the fans realized pretty early on, yeah, man. Hey, we made a mistake. Think about it. Romeo Crennel, players coach, coming off of Todd Haley, coming off Josh McDaniels. It's easy to like that individual. I'm not even saying that I think Antonio Pierce is a bad coach. I don't really think he's been given the tools and weapons for us to figure it out. But right now, that's who he feels like to me. He feels like Romeo Crennel. You were the players coach that came in. You got the one big emotional win. The players want you to get the job. The fans want you to get the job. So the owner's like, all right, we'll hire you. We'll give it a chance. They gave Antonio Pierce the job, and it's going kind of how we thought it was going to go. Now, if you start a season with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell as your two starting quarterbacks, I'm not really sure how good we think your team is going to be, but what happened to them last week is inexcusable. Now, I understand if many of you didn't get a chance to watch it because it was the same game, same time as the Kansas City Chiefs, but I had it on the other television. I had Red Zone on the TV. It was one of the worst decisions that I've seen this so far in the NFL. So for those of you that missed it, the Raiders were down 8 points in the last 2 minutes of the game. They were down 8 points. They went on a long drive, 15 plays, 66 yards. It took up 8 minutes. It is fourth and goal from the 9-yard line. They have all three of their timeouts, and they are down 20-12. They make the decision to kick the field goal, go down 5, and try to play the 3-and-out game. They actually get the 3-and-out. 4 plays, 23 yards. They get the ball back. They then threw an interception 2 plays later. They had to go the length of the field, mind you, but they got the ball back. You got to go for it in that scenario. You can't be the aggressive, tough-minded coach, and then you choose to kick a field goal in that scenario. Maybe you get it, maybe you don't. Worst case scenario is the Rams have the ball first and 10 from the Raiders' 3-yard line, and you still got 3 timeouts, and you try to force them to get a punt, and you try to get the ball back at midfield to now go down and score another touchdown. Decisions like that is when I was like, yeah, this probably isn't going to work long-term. And the Raiders are going to come in next year, and Brady, I think, is going to be very visible with the Las Vegas Raiders, and they're going to go get another quarterback. And you got to ask yourself, as an organization, do you want this guy to be the head coach of your new quarterback? And I'm going to guess the answer for the Raiders will be no. They will try to go out and make a big splash, make a big offensive-minded hire. They will draft Quinn Ewers or draft Shedeur Sanders or Carson Beck or one of those quarterbacks on the draft, and that will be their quarterback to try to go up against Patrick Mahomes. All the other teams in the AFC West have done it except them. The Chiefs have a quarterback that they have drafted. The Chargers have a quarterback that they have drafted. The Broncos have a quarterback that they have drafted, and the Raiders are starting Gardner Minshew this week. Tells you everything you need to know about why they're the worst team in this division. So I think they are getting a new quarterback, and the odds tell you they're probably getting a new coach as well. Now, if you look at the Raiders over the course of the last 10 years at head coach, this is who the Raiders have had. They had Josh McDaniels, who is bad. He's not good. Now, Rich Bisaccia, he actually wasn't that bad of a coach. He was all right. He was good. They made the playoffs with him. He wasn't bad. They had John Gruden. Remember, they gave John Gruden that 10 years, $100 million, took him from TV. It did not work out for him either. They had Jack Del Rio. Remember, they had Tony Sperano as their head coach. Dennis Allen was their head coach. Hugh Jackson, Tom Cable, Lane Kiffin, Art Shaw. It's been bad for the Raiders over the last 20, 25 years or so. You think about organizational stability. The Raiders have not had stability at coach. They haven't had it in terms of staff. They had a little bit of stability with Derek Carr as their starting quarterback. And then when Derek Carr was having his best year, he broke his ankle. The Raiders have had a lot of hard luck over the course of the last 15, 20, 25 years or so. And that's how they find themselves in terms of the complete and total organizations. They find themselves near the bottom.
That head coaching list is a sign of bad ownership. Because if we delve into each hire, it seemed like the NFL media or people in the NFL were saying, I don't know about that one. Like, we had our doubts on this show about Antonio Pierce. No one thought Josh McDaniels would work. It didn't work in Denver. He's a Belichick disciple. End of discussion. No one that I know thought that Dennis Allen or Lane Kiffin stuff would work. They're both too young. Jack Del Rio, I guess, worked to an extent, but retreads on their second and third job have a shelf life sometimes. It didn't feel like that was, you know, made for the long-term type of answer. Hugh Jackson was never an answer. He said Art Shell would have been an old man at that point. That wasn't going to work. John Gruden, the name was sexy. Getting him out of the booth was sexy, but the contract they gave him, no one seemed to understand that. That list of bad coaches is a reflection on bad ownership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.